take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to this Thursday, April 16th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Beth LeBlanc of the Detroit News yesterday afternoon said efforts to save the Sheboygan Dam continue. They have updates currently going on monitoring the water levels at the Sheboygan Lock and Dam Complex. Well, this morning, it rose again overnight to what appears to be their highest level yet, coming within 6.6 inches of the crest of the dam, according to state officials. The increase measured at 8 a.m. represents a change of 1.4 inches from 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. National Weather Service forecasts scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout yesterday into the night, including Sheboygan County. However, the Weather Service said the levels of the severity of the storms are not anticipated. Light rain, nothing severe at this point. Several roadways are underwater and closed in the region as inland lakes and waterways upstream of the dam rise after a levee breach at the Little Black River watershed, which is located northwest and separate from the Sheboygan Dam. While crews have been working to bring online the hydroelectric portion of the complex, the state also has been building up the main dam structure, reinforcing the northwest side with an aqua dam and giant sandbags, removing massive gates from the spillway, also installing several pumps to move water in a controlled way around the dam. Late Tuesday afternoon, crews installed two large red 24-inch pumps to increase water movement around the dam. They're literally pumping the water around it. If the dam does fail, officials hope to channel the breach to the southeast side, where a rocky slope is less likely to erode than the grassy slope on the northwest side. Some residents and commercial businesses along the riverfront have been told to be prepared to evacuate. Officials are hopeful that the seawall along the river downstream of the dam will contain most flooding to a limited area. Northwest of the Sheboygan Lock and Dam structure, at least one levee at the Little Black River watershed was breached Tuesday evening, causing massive flooding across the golf course and some roadways. Residents in the low-lying areas around the levee, which is separate from the Sheboygan Dam system, were told to evacuate. Get out. So, continuing to monitoring the story, if you have any field reports out there, text me 231-360-5140. We'll get them into the show. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Harry Johnson's rise and gone to take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747 gives us room to grow. From the fields to the city, you'll hear the people cheer.
Hear people cheer.
With Harry in the lead, we got nothing to fear.
So here's to the future.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, here on this absolutely terrific Thursday. Calm winds, light rain. Father God, we need a break. And we don't mean a break of the dam. We mean a break in the weather. We have got to have this rain stop. Let the ground absorb the water, the standing water, let things recede, clear the roads. Let us continue on with our lives. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. One of the things that is kind of interesting is a race. We're going to start first with the candidates for governor. This coming Tuesday, April 21st, is the deadline to turn in signatures to make it on the ballot. Well, every candidate running on the Republican side wants to eliminate a major tax. U.S. Congressman John James announced yesterday a plan to eliminate Michigan's 6% income tax. 6% income tax. John, our state income tax is 4.25. 6% income tax. Man, the reporting on this is just getting really horrific. The entire six-person Republican field is now officially on the record supporting getting rid of a major state-levied tax. James, Perry Johnson, Mike Cox, and Tom Leonard are all in support in eliminating the state's income tax, which is projected to generate $13.6 billion this year. State Senator Eric Nesbitt and Ralph Rebant want to eliminate the state's 6 mills property tax, which generates around $2.8 billion for the state budget. Both would like to take further cuts to the local property taxes, but realize that would take a local ballot proposal. James becomes the latest to get on board with tax elimination message, something that even long shot candidates Anthony Hudson and Carla Wagner were advocating for until they dropped out of the Republican primary to run as third party. Hudson running as a libertarian, Wagner is running as an independent. In making his statement to the press yesterday, James said, Michigan families are not the problem. Lansing is the problem. We have identified more than $3 billion in wasteful government spending. Three? That's it, John? $3 billion in wasteful government spending. That money belongs to the people who earned it. My plan is simple. Cut the waste, reward the work, and eliminate the income tax so Michigan families can keep what they earn. James pointed to several examples he called as government failures, including economic development subsidies, unemployment fraud, and state contracts, and said he would order a comprehensive audit of state spending if elected. His plan calls for phasing out Michigan's 4.25% income tax. There you go. You got it right. After restructuring the budget to maintain essential services, James argued the current tax structure contributes to population loss and makes Michigan less competitive compared to other states. Well, it's kind of interesting because of all the candidates running, the alleged, supposed front runner was the last to come out in public support of eliminating a major tax. Well, Republican Perry Johnson reiterated after James's announcement that there will be no new taxes to make up for the state revenue lost by eliminating Michigan's income tax under his 47-47 plan if he's elected governor. James' announcement came on federal and state income tax filing deadlines. Johnson's announcement came right after John James. During a bus stop at Kelly's restaurant in downtown Lansing, Johnson was adamant that even if the state loses $13 billion by getting rid of Michigan's nearly 60-year-old income tax, he would not allow for any new taxes. Quality control professional is also campaigning to reform the state's property tax. Asked if his pledge of no new taxes included not raising current taxes, Johnson simply said, no new taxes. In Tennessee, which does not tax income, the state's sales tax runs between 9 and 10%, depending on the municipality. State of Florida also doesn't have an income tax. Its sales tax is a base of 6%. With local options that run anywhere from a half a point to 1.5%, equaling an average of basically 7%. Well, very, very interesting statement by Perry Johnson. When we're talking about eliminating the income tax, we're not talking about the impossible. Noting very simply that the budget when Governor Gretchen Whitmer took office was $58 billion. Johnson said if the spending increases in the state budget were simply maintained at the rate of inflation, right now we would have a state budget of $65 billion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is proposing an $88 billion budget for this fiscal year, 2027. Johnson said, you have to be bold. You have to do bold things. Just like former President Ronald Reagan did when he knocked down the federal income tax to 28%. Well, I'm the perfect guy that can do it, Johnson said. If you had a heart operation for your mother, are you going to hire an attorney off the streets to do it? Are you going to hire a dentist? No, you're going to hire a heart surgeon. So if you want to cut the waste, become more efficient, spending less money, why not hire the guy that spent his entire life doing exactly that? This is what I do for a living, Johnson said. Well, meanwhile, Mike Cox and Tom Leonard responded by basically saying to James, welcome to the club. Mike Cox announced his intent to eliminate the income tax last year on April 15th. A year ago yesterday. He started talking about it publicly in January of 2025 when he officially launched his campaign. John James has no thoughts of his own. Nor does Perry or Eric, Cox says. But in their defense, neither does independent candidate Mike Duggan nor Democrat Jocelyn Benson. Leonard and I are the only ones who actually try to have ideas. This is an interesting statement by Mike Cox. Why? Because Leonard is the former Speaker of the House back in 2017. Back then, Leonard took heat when he put an income tax cut vote on the board, only to see it fail when 10 Republicans joined the Democrats in voting it down. Story back then, MERS News Service, February 22nd, 2017. House income tax cut dies in dramatic fashion. Leonard came out and said, "Well, I'm glad to see others are finally catching up." Leonard tweeted in his response to the John James News, "I just wish they had all been with me 10 years ago when I battled my own governor and forced every lawmaker to go on record with a tax cut vote. Now I look forward to seeing them stand with me on ending the utility monopolies. I've been calling for that for years. Protecting people from forced vaccinations, advancing constitutional carry, and taking on artificial intelligence data centers." Well, this is starting to shape up to be a very interesting team, potentially, that could work together. Mike Cox, the former attorney general, is an attorney. He got a huge, huge cut of the settlement representing some of the students from the University of Michigan's lawsuit. Very similar to the Larry Nassar story from Michigan State. Well, U of M had its own little problem. Mike Cox was the attorney. According to court documents, his share of the settlement was $130 million. Mike Cox has the money to compete potentially with Perry Johnson. Tom Leonard does not. However, Tom Leonard, being the former Speaker of the House, knows how Lansing works legislatively. Could this be a situation? Could it be a situation that Mike Cox is considering Tom Leonard to be his lieutenant governor? Team up against Perry Johnson, Eric Nesbitt, Ralph Revamp, the others, and present a team effort. A Marine, former Attorney General, governor, with a lieutenant governor that was a former Speaker of the House who knows how the chambers work. Very, very interesting potential dynamic setting up according to this news story the day after tax day. Final half hour of hour number one, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. It is tax day. Flooding conditions around the state still dominate the news as rain again filled rivers and streams yesterday and last night. Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended the activation of the State of Emergency Operations Center statewide at noon on Tuesday as water levels continue to rise, threatening dams and severe flooding across the state. The state set up a website to coordinate information on the Sheboygan Dam. The website is michigan.gov/sheboygandam.com. Michigan Department of Natural Natural Resources Public Information Officer Kathleen Levy told the Associated Press that more pumps are also being added to the Sheboygan Dam to help push water towards Lake Huron. Flood warnings are in effect for the Sheboygan River Basin, the Osago River, and the Manistee River until Sunday. If you've got some oak trees you're hoping to prune as the weather heats up, the DNR is asking you to wait a bit longer. Katie Hyde explains.
Oak wilt fungus impacts oak trees through wounds and are spread by a sap.